I am Keisha St. Helen. You are tuned in to the RCI Midday News Edition for today, 23rd April, 2025.
We start off news today that Prime Minister Philippe J. Pierre presented his policy debate on Tuesday evening to a full house. Among the Prime Minister's proposed policies are tuition bursaries for nursing students as part of the government's incentive program to them to remain working in the country.
Presently, Mr. Speaker, the work in progress as in Juno Hospital reconstruction is at a consistent and steady pace with a view of completion at the earliest possible time. The supply and installation of medical and non-medical furniture and equipment are also at a very advanced stage of finalization. Mechanical, electrical and plumbing MEP installations have progressed substantially. Electrical fittings, including conduit, trunking and distribution panels, are largely complete.
The Prime Minister also updated the public on the current progress of the St. Jude Hospital, outlining that external infrastructural works are nearing completion and aiming for the commissioning of the hospital this year.
The project is being implemented on the segmented contract packages supported by a full-time supervision consultant. Technical teams conduct weekly inspections, quality control verifications, and milestone reviews to ensure alignment with approved engineering standards and schedules. The St. Jude Hospital has been developed to meet international healthcare infrastructure standards with an emphasis on durability, energy, efficiency, and climate resilience across all buildings.
Prime Minister Pierre also outlined the restoration of the Moulay Cheikh Lighthouse and the refurbishment of the Philip Marsley grounds as part of plans to redevelop Beaufort.
Mr. Speaker, this year, the government will undertake the four initiatives in the town of Beaufort. By September, we will commence the construction of the government administrative building, which will include a theater. We will complete the construction of the entertainment center downtown Beaufort on the site of the former market by the end of July this year. We will conduct a broad walk from the fisheries complex to the newly constructed entertainment center. We will upgrade the Beaufort bus stand with toilet facilities beginning this June. Government will undertake the first step and invite designs for modern bus terminal. We will begin major renovations at the fish line facility in Beaufort. The rehabilitation of the Bruce Hill Main Road will commence next month. We will commence road repairs in Cedar Heights and resurface the road from the Henneken Brewery to the Beaufort Labrie Road Junction. Designs for the roof of the Philip Marsley ground will begin in May and construction will begin soon after.
That was Prime Minister Philippe J. Pierre. Meanwhile, during the throne speech on Tuesday morning, Governor General His Excellency Cyril Errol Charles explained the government's legislative agenda for the incoming financial year. A key feature, he said, will be the introduction of plea bargains in St. Lucia's criminal justice system. This will allow criminal suspects to provide law enforcement with crucial information in exchange for lighter sentences.
Plea bargaining will become accessible for both summary and indictable offences that are committed before or after the relevant legislation comes into effect. While the Justice Protection Act No. 7 of 2001 allows for the protection or assistance of some witnesses, there are no provisions for the protection of witnesses in criminal proceedings. This is a major gap in our laws which requires correction. The law of witness protection will be amended to allow witnesses in criminal proceedings to give evidence in the High Court, the District Court, or Court of Appeal in private through video recordings outside of St. Lucia or through an intermediary.
The Governor General adds that the government has indicated an intention to undertake major investment projects this financial year and aims to complete projects of particular concern.
Ongoing and proposed major infrastructure expansion will include roads and bridges, school plant and equipment, Fifth Finger of the OKU Hospital, Universal Healthcare Program, the Cruise Port, Huonora International Airport, IT infrastructure, hotels and the recommencement of the Beaufort Administrative Complex.
That was His Excellency Cyril Errol Charles, Governor General of St. Lucia. In more news, the Royal St. Lucia Police Force is urging the public to cooperate with law enforcement following shooting incidents over the Easter weekend. On Sunday, 20th April 2025, the St. Lucia Fire Service responded to an emergency call involving a gunshot wound incident at 1:57 a.m. at Fourasor Babano. And on Saturday, 19th April 2025, they responded to an emergency call involving a gunshot wound incident at 10:11 p.m. at Lakai Denry. St. Lucia Fire Service Press Officer Cherise John has more details.
On Monday, 21st April 2025, the St. Lucia Fire Service responded to a motor vehicular incident at 12:23 p.m. involving a vehicle veering off the main road and into a precipice at La Fague Chauzel. On arrival at the scene, a public transport was observed in the bushes of a precipice. A rescue operation found two individuals, an adult male and female, driver and passenger. An assessment revealed that they both sustained multiple injuries about their bodies. They were both treated, then transported to a medical facility for advanced medical care. On Saturday, 19th April 2025, the St. Lucia Fire Service responded to an emergency call involving a gunshot wound incident at 10:11 p.m. at Lakai Denry. On arrival at the scene, an adult male was found in a seated position on the ground. He stated that he was shot by a masked assailant. An assessment revealed multiple penetrating wounds about the body. His wounds were treated, then he was transported to a medical facility for advanced medical care.
Assistant Commissioner of Police Elvis Thomas encourages better conflict resolution skills among citizens and cooperation with officers as they endeavor to get a handle on crime.
Well, the position of the police will continuously be that one death is too many, and as a country, we need to do everything that we can to deal with these situations. We are actively pursuing these matters, and we are doing our very best to ensure that the individuals who are responsible for these incidents are arrested and brought before the courts. And we continue to appeal to St. Lucians to do their very best to resolve issues in a different manner rather than resorting to crime and violence. Because when you take the life of somebody, that's one life that is lost. That's a family that you are living without another family member. And so we appeal to everyone to do their very best to deal with matters in an amicable manner.
ACP Thomas says the staff of the force, particularly the newly formed Gang Narcotics and Firearm Unit, are determined to the cause of crime fighting.
Well, we because we have merged these units, we now have Inspector Matthew, who is heading the unit, and he has continued to give of his best and to ensure that we make St. Lucia a place where people can live peacefully and we can enjoy. And so we will continue to revise our strategies based on the issues that we face to ensure that we make St. Lucia a better place for all.
That was Assistant Commissioner of Police Elvis Thomas. Finally, on the broadcast today, Bank of St. Lucia has announced its full sponsorship of Bank of St. Lucia National Age Group Championship Games in partnership with the St. Lucia Athletics Association. The event, scheduled for June 8th to 9th, 2025, is a significant milestone in the bank's commitment to youth development and sports in St. Lucia. The sponsorship, valued at over $40,000. The sponsorship is valued at over $40,000. The partnership aligns with the bank's 2025 Corporate Social Responsibility Trust to invest in youth growth across St. Lucia through sports, education, and community initiatives. Bank of St. Lucia is also working with the association to support key initiatives including public relations training, child safeguarding workshops. Bank of St. Lucia is also working with the association to support key initiatives including public relations training, child safeguarding workshops, and Kids Athletics Day. The National Age Group Championship is a critical stepping stone for many of the island's top athletes, including rising stars like Naomi London, who are preparing to represent the country at the Kerifta Games. And that is Wednesday's broadcast. We recap the headlines. Pierre outlines agenda in policy debate. Police urge citizen support, and Bank of St. Lucia backs youth sports with full sponsorship of National Age Group Games. You have been tuned into the RCI Midday News Edition with Nikisha St. Helen for today, 23rd April 2025. Have a good afternoon.